competition. In my seminars, I am always going to have someone ask me, well, what do you do, Grant? What do you do if a guy down the street sells an inferior or similar product, looks the same, but it's actually inferior, or it's the exact same product, and he's willing to sell it for less than I am? And my question always is, what about the competitor who has a superior product who is willing to sell for less than you? You want to exaggerate the situation? You feeling me? Okay. Why don't we talk about the guy down the street that's got a better product than you, superior product, and he's willing to sell it for less than you are? See, my answer to this situation is always the same. What are you doing competing? What are you doing competition? Competition suck. Man, champions dominate. They don't compete. This wristband right here says, don't compete. Dominate. You want to dominate. Why would I want to compete? Oh, Grant, competition's good. For who? Who's it good for? It's good for the customer. It's not good for you. I don't want to compete with people. I want to dominate, own the sector. Why would you compete? Don't compete. Dominate with your product. Dominate with your company. Dominate with your personality. Dominate with your offer. I want you to shift out of, oh, they got a guy down the street. He'll sell the same product for less than me. Look, if you're the difference maker, when others will forever outsell you with a cheaper price, everybody's going to have a cheaper price, cheaper product, sell it somewhere else, build it somewhere else, make it for less. There's going to be a better offer. No product. Even if you have a superior product today, no product can stay superior forever. You're like, oh, we got the best product in the marketplace. It's the best. So what? It will not stay superior forever. Sooner or later, somebody's going to knock it off. Somebody's going to create a better X. And then somebody's going to offer better XXX for less money and fewer sales followed by less success. That's what's going to happen. That's the cycle. In my book, The 10X Rule, I talk about competition being for sissies. That's right. Little itch bays. Sissies. Look, you don't want to compete, folks. Okay? Competition is for people that need to be affected, not for people that are in charge and trying to create effects. You want to be on the cause side, making things happen, not on, oh, I need Robert to run faster to push me. Yeah, that is one form of competition, and it can actually be healthy. But healthier than that is this. I don't need Robert to run faster. I'm going to run faster. And then when I run that fast, I don't need Robert to break a record for me to break my own records. Okay, that would be the perfect situation to be in. I know it's difficult. I know that when I get a trainer at my house and he's working out with me and he has me run a lap and then he puts me on a clock to run a lap, to sprint a lap, right, or whatever. I know when he puts me on the clock, I actually get more out of me. He gets more out of me because he's putting me to compete against my earlier lap against that clock to beat it. Okay, that's competition. In that way, competition is healthy. But man, wouldn't you be in a better place if you're like, I don't need a clock. I don't need a coach. Dude, I'm going to push myself. I'm going to push myself to the next level. Very difficult to do. But it is certainly an ideal situation. If you're tired of competing with superior products or similar products or exactly the same product for less money, then quit competing. You want to dominate your sector. If you want to know more about how to dominate your sector, get the 10X Rule book and audio. That program is magic. It is magical. It'll show you how to cover up, become omnipresent in a space, how to own, how to be a celebrity in your space, okay, so that people actually want to give you more money. Find a way to differentiate yourself. The value proposition should always be what you bring to the table. Now, if you don't know what the value proposition is, as I say that, oh, we got a better product. No, that's not the value proposition if the guy down the street's got a similar product. Can't be the value proposition, okay? I got two pieces of paper here. Which one's more valuable? They're the same. Until I tell you one of them has a line on it that's worth $10,000. Oh, wow, that's the value proposition. Now, if the things on these two pieces of paper are identical, there's no value proposition except for what? The person presenting it. I once had a man tell me, I can get the same product down the street for less money. I said, I'm with you, man. I'm with you. I agree with you. First rule of selling, always, always, always agree. I'm with you. I agree with you. I understand. You're right. But sir, can I just inform you that, and you might not have known this. Certainly you didn't, or you wouldn't have just told me that. You can't buy this product exactly the way it is anywhere else. Oh yeah, I can. I know you think you can. It's exactly the same. I know you think you can get the exact same product down the street, sir, but there's one difference. The deal down the street doesn't come with me. Tweet that and I know you're reading Sell or Be Sold. In this case, you're listening to it.